So we're holding it here in
Pasigud Bays.
What?
We're in Pasigud Bays, Pure yeah. Shot.
What? Gannol, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So now he's going back again. Gannol achoys kala gal nool mayan chosim. So the shevach, the way it's in pshat, is a shevach that is about that she's tsnua, she hides herself, she's a psula, you know, and so on. So the Goyen says,
maybe just to, I just remembered I had a kasha.
Yes,
on the last pasuk. So in Nefes Titefnas, the pasuk Yirala.
Yeah.
So we established a central, you know, the nuclear aspect, which is the soil, which is the central innermost chamber, right. And from there the layers spread outwards.
Right.
But the lips are not the innermost. You know, I guess it's debatable in the Lashon. Is it Dafka that the Sosayim, I know they act as a barrier,
right.
So to speak, but they're not more innermost than the Lashon. If anything, they're one right. step farther outwards.
So the job a Safa is used to mean a boundary, a border, like Lamashal. Sfas Hayam is the place where the Yam cannot go further. By the Me'il, that you're supposed to sew it in at the Safa. Those are the seam is a Safa. In other words, the job of the Safa is to demarcate the outside and the inside, the Panim and the Chutz. So that's Ke'ilu, the one that closes it in. The Lashon Mitzaratma is open. The Lashon Mitzaratma is, you know, it doesn't, it go in and out. It's the Sfasayim that close it shut and don't let it go out. So that's why Safa is used to denote that.
So does Said have that connotation of being a barrier? I would think maybe, I don't know, Tvashe Chalav, meaning Said is the essence. No, isn't the barrier beyond that?
But the word for soid is pnimius. In other words, it's that which is inside. So just like the Safa divides the yam from the abasha, the Safa divides the pnim from the chutz. Anything that's teres pnim belongs there. Anything that's teres chutz belongs outside. It's bemela, the state of that state is called soid, but Chochmas HaPnimius is a more correct discussion of it. I want to explain something. Let's talk explain about something about Soyd and Chochmas HaPnim and so on. Let's say you have a machine, and they have. On the back of a machine sometimes, I don't know if they still have, they used to have like a little drawing of all the wiring and what it connects to. Now, the drawing is not something that somebody who's not a technician could easily apply because they use a lot of different codes, so to speak, for different pieces inside. So resistor looks one way, transistor looks another way, the power supply looks another way. There's these different little marks that mean that. So you can have that little diagram. You could also have a picture of all the pieces. Now, the difference is the piece that's inside. The piece that has those drawings, the diagram, schematic diagram, as it's called, is misyaches to the toichen of these pieces. In other words, this piece blocks this. This piece stores this. This piece does this. Piece does that. So it's be'etzim giving you over what exactly is the pnimis of each one. It's not the language of chutz. A transistor doesn't look like the way they have scribble it, and it doesn't look. A resistor doesn't look, the capacitor doesn't look, they don't look like that. The pictures are what they look like and how they look in this in the physical world. So you have two languages describing something. One is a language of the chutz. How does it appear to the eye? And one is the language of pnim. How does it function mitzad? It's pnim. It's how it's functioning. Those are both two languages about the same thing and talking about two different parts of it. So the part that's inside is the pnim of the person, and its language is the pnimius. So all of Chochmas HaPnim really talks about certain hanhagas, how they work. Doesn't really, in itself, wouldn't be recognizable outside. And then there's the language of outside. And, you know, each one is the pnim of the other. So anything that belongs to the pnim of the person, the lip is a barrier. Anytime you go inside, l'mashal, for tevila, this is already beis hasharem. Anything past the lips is beis hasharem. You don't have to hold your lips open. They have to be rougher, but that's it. There's not the inside the lips is already called beis hasharem. So the sofer marks the place where pnim and chutz split apart, and that's why the chelik of Torah that's pnimius, it's not even so much that it's so hidden. It's a different world than this world. The difference in Chochmas Pnim and Chochmas Chutz is not Chochmas Pnim is very, very difficult and very, very deep. It's all true. But more than anything else, Chochmas HaPnim is Mesiachis to a world that's Pnimi. It's not in any way visible, apparent in this world. And Chochmas HaChutz is Mesiachis to what's apparent and visible.
Okay.
So, So here we're describing the shevach of the kala, that she's extremely tanua, hidden, and so on. Pirush, ki ha-toyra shebeksav hu tanach, v'zeh she'ama gan na'ol hu toyra sheben gan starim. There are 53 sedris. In the Torah, now, this is very, very interesting that it's called Gan Storm. First of all, it's 54 parishes, and the Goyen says in another place that Nitzav Mayelech is better one parasha, but we divide it up because of Tichlash Torah. So, of course, the Cheshbon for Kriyas HaTorah that we need to find. But it's very strange that the Pasuk would be talking about something which was invented much later. And it's not the Pshat that modern researchers came up with it. You know, in my Rava, they used to finish it once in 3 years. So obviously there was more, there was another minhag even at that time. So it's almost as if the Goyen is Teufis for some reason that that's the Ikke Minhag. And even if you finish it once a year, it's not Muchach that there were 53 Storim, because we have a lot of double Pashas that we have to lay in. And, because there are less, Tachos in terms of Kriyas HaTorah, there are less Kriyas. It's like this, you could have said, because since you're supposed to lay it once a year, chatchila, and this is how many weeks there are, it's not quite how many weeks, there are not that many weeks of Kriyas HaTorah. And Kriyas HaTorah is not a Doraisa. So it's interesting that we use the gun as the amount of stardom that we would describe the Torah with. He just brings on the bottom that the Goyen that says that Nitzav Mayelech is really one. The Baal HaTanya wrote 53 prokim in his first in the Likutei Mamar, in that first part of it, which the Hasidim like to think that it's Keneged Torah Shebeksav and so on. You know, it's something that you would never say these things, but Al Kol Panim, You know, that's a big thing by them, and that's why they don't put nekudas in it. You know, v'chulu.
Would we say this for being Maver Sedra, that you could be Yotze by doing 1 in 3 years? Because Chumash Rashi would be much easier that way.
No, Adrabba. it's the din of being Maver Sedra is to be mashtim by Sheyosev Matzibur. So if you live in a place that you do 1 to 3 years, then it's good. I mean, I don't know, would the conservative do it like that? Just so that they have less, they don't think the island could sit through such long kriyas hatayras. Okay, gal na'ul u'neviim shuma'ayon ha'neveya. So then you have gal na'ul, and then you have gal na'ul, and this is a mayon. It's like the word gal, like a wave. V'zesh ama goylas. Elis Vigoilos Tachtis. This was a Mayan on top, Mayan on the bottom. It's a Pasuk in Shayant. So you have a Gan No'ul, which is Torah Shebiksav. The Gan is the Chumash, and Gal is Nevi'im. Mayan Chosum, so that's the third one. Uksuvim. Kimoy Sham Chazal. Because the Galas Tagim Shal Tzuvim Yotze Baskel V'Arma Dayach Minei Sheish Bekez Mashiach V'Aketz Kosov V'Ata Chaseim Dvarim. So so we have three different dargas in Torah, and we have Gan, we have which is Noel, we have Gal, which is Noel, of Mayim, which is Kosov. The difference between a no'ul and a chosumit, so betzim, the gan and the gal have the same darga of being locked. The mayan has a very, very different darga, which is a much deeper darga. Let's explain what the difference is. When something is no'ul, it makes it harder. It makes it hard to open. It's very hard to open. If you push hard enough, you pull hard enough, you do something to it, you can open it up. You can get it open. It allows itself to be opened, and you could possibly close it back, and nobody would be the wiser. That's ne'ila. Chasima is something which, if broken, then you can never put it back together again. A chasima loses its identity as soon as you break the chasima. So, Lamashal, if I give you a letter and there's a broken chasima on it, then the letter is not valid. It has no nemanis, and it's not something that retains any of its mitzias. So, b'meila, the musig of a gan and a gal, as opposed to mayan, is very big. So it's fascinating that the gan and gal were both given from Ribbono Shel Olam, and they are something which is noel, but it's not chosum. Ksuvim is coolly written by people, and beruach hakodesh, and that's something which is chosum. It's a takeoff from the passing of Daniel, where he tells him "Ksayv v'Sayve v'Chasoyim" until Kates Ayamin. So the probably brings the passing here somewhere. Passing Daniel, "Va'at Daniel Stoyim Advarim v'Chasoyim Asayfa, v'Saysin Isvarim v'Chasoyim Asayfa at Ace Kates." So he said to that these things should become Sosum and Chasum. So it's really interesting. So did Daniel himself understand it or not? But it means that it will not be able to become opened. You can't open it without losing its metzias. It almost means that if you feel that you can crack the kates, then you haven't. It's almost like a tarte de sasser. The kates is undecipherable, and therefore, only once it happens, then will you take it out. So that's really something that is very fascinating. I don't have an answer for it. I don't have a ready answer for it. It's something that needs a samavana.
Maybe does this explain, I mean, I don't know if it explains, but the Lashon that we use on Yom Kippur for Ne'ila, but we also daven for Chsima. So is it Na'ol or is it Chasam?
So, you know, on the Pashas refers to two separate things. Ne'ilas Sha'arim means that it's no longer possible, and Chasam means that the Gzeres Chasam. Elamais over there, it also fits the same thing, because let's think a minute. The reason why after Ne'ilah you can't daven more is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed this man of Kapar Miyuchad. It's not because Be'etzim is something that can't. It's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no more grace period. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has stopped the grace period. But when you're talking about the chesima of the Gzar Din, that's a din in the Gzar Din itself. That once something is chasim, you know, once it's nechtam tabas hamelech, it would be what's the right word for it? It would be like a rebellion, a merida, if it could come undone. It's the melech gave it a chasima. So ne'ila is that it doesn't allow it to happen. Chasima is that it can't happen. Something be'atzmius of it does not happen. So he says, Okay, so Gan Nol, the second Pirush Bey, say koyal asoid adalera now. Ukiilo oma sheish gan vuhu nool, ubesoiche gal vuhu nohor oive bagan, uktas roch yeslavalov, shu choisim is a choisim. Bafiluk sheyira hagan, lo yira hamayish rosin in a kolchai, or tell him a mocker must close the vessel in a mocker, kainu asoich a such elo pshat remes and drush. So he says over here that these are three things. One is lefnim of the other, and one is more previous than the other, and that's why even if you see the outside, you can't see the inside. This lemaisa is very hard to understand. What exactly it means. So that there's a pnim, b'teich pnim, b'teich pnim, fine. That's not hard to imagine. But the Seder Advarim, that he says, first you have Pshat, Remez, and Drush are, so Pshat is the outermost layer, Remez is a deeper layer, and Drush is still a deeper layer. Now, that Remez and Drush have that shaychus is a little hard to understand. Usually you would give it pshat and Remez and soid. Drush might be parallel to pshat, and especially what kind of drush are we talking about? If we're talking about drush halacha, is this part of the same inyan? I mean, here, Pashas, you're talking about Seder Satayr, and you're giving me a little mahalach of which is further in than what. So what exactly is the Pshat, the Remez, and the Drush? So I think, again, I take a liberty. He on the bottom says he does not have a big Pshat, and he brings a guy in the Mishle. Let's take a look what he says. Maya Diver Abinakat Gumim, Venir Abir Al Pimashkas of the Ur Lamishne Kofe Kofov, Maya Nirpa Shemoli Refesh Venet Solu, Umikor Mushkas Moko Hushmena Yotza Mayan Humushan Kovakurl, Umayna bina mikoru chachma. Kloima, the fact that the mayin is mother refresh and titan, and there's no halakhot slul vereris, and so on, that's because the Yetzirah is overcome, and so on and so forth. So he's going to dash over here, dashes over here, what the makar is, chachma, bina, and the feris, and so on. I'd like to go a little bit more pashit. The tfisa, let's understand a little bit. Let's take taka remes and drush. Pshat remes and drush. Pshat means a person learns shtiklu gemara. We'll take gemara. Or he learns a pasik. Then that it has a pshat and it seems fine and seems good. There are bits and pieces that are troubling, and they lead him to understand that there's a much deeper pshat here and a much bigger oimik to what he's learning. In other words, it's as if, imagine I see a wall in front of me. I see a wall. Somebody took me to an escape room in Eretz Yisrael. My grandson insisted that I accompany him to an escape room. You've seen them. I'm sure you've seen him. Yeah. The kids, he actually is very good at it. Baruch Hashem, he went because I remained there. I have no idea. But the point is, you look at the wall, and it looks like a normal wall or whatever it is, a room. And then you keep looking and finding all sorts of strange things. And you say to yourself, this strange thing, that strange thing, the other strange thing, there's really much more to it than this. And this is where the door is, this is where this is. So the Olam of Pshat in itself is a complete world. It does not let you see beyond it. The Etzem. This is what it is. It's a Muslim. Somebody has a Shtikl Torah. And, you know, if it's Emes Lamit, he learns Pshat, the Rambam seems to say this and this. But the Lashon is strange. He's adding a point, he's taking away a point, he's not, doesn't seem to be saying it exactly. There's kashas in the Rambam. So those are the Pchinas Remes, which tells me there's more Ramban than what you see. And finally, so you build out a whole world out of it. Now, this is true both in Halacha, and it's true in Agada. It doesn't, in other words, he's not talking here about Soid. Soid is possibly a Chelek HaTorah that has no Ramazim. Drush that we're talking about over here, we're talking about all Chelek HaTorah. Drush is a whole different, a bigger picture. So, LaMarshall, we have a Psukim about Halachas. Those Psukim tell us one thing. As we have all sorts of Ramazim in the Pasuk, when we darshan them, Yituris and Chaseris and things are similar and so on and so forth, we begin to expand it, and then we find another world. So be'etzim, there's a world bifnim, a world bifnim, a world. There's the world of pshat outside, there's the world of remez, which is sitting behind the pshat, and then there's finally, the world of drush, which is the new world explored over there. And the truth is, this mahalach is a mahalach ein soif. There's no clear, you know, end to it. It keeps going. You can keep going further and further and further and further. It's not something which is ends in any one place. So the Mele, he speaks of the shvach of the kal that she has these three dargis and so on. I want to add another nekuda to this. He's speaking over here about Gan Na'ul HaChisikal Gan Na'ul, and beforehand he speaks about the Tachs HaShenech and Rech HaVonain and the Pardis and so on and so forth. So Luchura, if somebody was to tell me about the wonders of Torah, so I would speak about how big it is, how bleak vul it is. You, no matter how much you've learned, there's more and more, and Ein Sof and so on and so forth. So I would be telling you the godless of Torah. I tell you there's a lot, there's Tanakh, Neshas, and then there's Rishonim and Farshim, and there's this, this, this. But if I was trying to mishabeach it, I would all boil it down to how big Torah is, how much Torah there is. There's a knach over here. I would also say how deep Torah is. But the knach over here is how much it is lifnim. In other words, there's a kol kvoida basmela pnima, kol kvoida basmela pnima. There is a separate chen and yoifi when something is inside something else. It is the nature that the fact that the tznius of a nekeva is what gives her the chen. So the tznius the fact that Torah is not just big and a lot, it's gonos. It's gonos gniza b'toch gniza that adds a tremendous beauty to a tremendous chen. It's just like, let's give an example, a simple example. Imagine you meet somebody who's like a walking encyclopedia. He can't stop, you get him started on something, it's like you get the whole erech plus, a plus one before, one after. So, okay, so he says, wow, this guy knows a lot. This guy's like, wow, he's a walking encyclopedia, it's very nice. Okay. Then you meet somebody and he's you know, he's picked on, but you think about what he says, and then you say to yourself, wow, that 1 second, I didn't realize he was saying a lot more. There's a big chain to that in things that are mutzna in every aspect, including the Vichachma. One of the things that makes the Rambam so magnificently beautiful, the chain on the Rambam and Rashi, is come in. This might be my right. 1 second.
Hello.
Okay, so the chen and the yoifi comes when it's gonus, as opposed to when it's splashed all over. So in the shevach to the kala, to Klal Yisrael, is that Klal Yisrael has Torah. Not only is it a lot, but the bifnim, the nol, the chosim, and so on. I guess we can just segue it to Esther, that, you know, The chain of Esther was the Eimar Geras Malarita. The chain of Esther was that she was Kokol Pnimi, and there was so much more to her than there was, you know, on the outside. That is the side of chain. Okay, Afreil from Purim.
Okay, thank you very much, Rabbi. Afreil from Purim.
I realized before that it's going to be a little choppy. I just. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't help much because tomorrow is also a crazy day, and then it's Purim.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Take care, man.
Welcome, Purim. I'll see you.
Welcome, Purim.
Take care.